This article is entitled, A Homegrown Faith. For Luther, intergenerational faith formation began at home. It's written by Tim Brown. In my home office, directly behind my writing desk, you'll find a massive Bible that holds much more than scripture. Inside are the handwritten notes, quips, and quick thoughts of my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, and various other relatives. Now, you'll find my handwriting, too, because this Bible also serves as a genealogy ledger. Every time there's a marriage or a birth, names and dates are added. Of note is a scrawled pen mark by Hay, my great-great-grandmother. She writes Ezekiel chapter 16 in verse 6, the stop blood, page 587. According to family lore, this verse was spoken over numerous bleeding humans and animals. My family were farmers, after all, and to staunch the blood until the doctor arrived. My religious devotion rests upon not only scripture, but also the people who penned these notes of faith for their family, a faith found less in sanctuaries than around my grandmother's Singer sewing machine and my great-grandfather's Chevy. Our own blessed Martin Luther deeply understood this familial exchange of faith. His perspective was distinct at the time, but has gained new currency as the pandemic has forced many of us into extended homestays. Luther's ideas on messy grace fit quite well with this notion that theology is, from the ground up, an exercise for Christians modeled on the day-to-day work and family life of ordinary people. Most mornings in the Luther home, we would find the whole family gathered around the dining table for devotions. Martin and Kate and their six children would all study the catechism together, learning from one another. Luther saw this as both a particular responsibility and a particular opportunity for a family. Most certainly, he wrote, Father and mother are apostles, bishops, and priests to their children, for it is they who make them acquainted with the gospel. The parent in me knows that this catechism study was no Norman Rockwell painting. Children are noisy and parents are temperamental. Toddlers are distracting and distractible. The scene wasn't pristine, and no family gathering is. But Luther saw real benefit in the family learning the catechism together. Though he saw parents as apostles, bishops, and priests to their children, he was also quick to identify a child's faith as the most pure. In Luther's humor, we see a childishness that might smack of immaturity, but I believe it demonstrates his effort to embody a childish awe and gratitude in matters of faith. The mystics might call this beginner's mind, a return to the mystery and wonder at the heart of all divine dealings. I seek to embody it, too. This return to a childlike posture in the presence of God shows that Luther learned as much from his children as they did from him. His table talks contain several offhand remarks that his faith was nurtured by the insights of his babies. This was true intergenerational faith formation during an historical period in which children were marginalized and often brutalized by adults. In Luther's family, faith and life intersected most touchingly at the deathbed of his beloved daughter, Magdalene. The Luthers lost two of their daughters in childhood. Magdalene died in Luther's arms, and in his table talks he records his final conversation with her, in which he identified her faith as being strong and content, and his own as wavering in the moment. Magdalene's faith was what he learned from and leaned into when the final moment came. As it says in Isaiah 11:16, a little child shall lead them. It would be easy, and I think ill-advised, to romanticize the family of Luther. All households have dust in the corners, yelling in the halls, and moments of ill temper. But the Catechism reminds us, as surely it did Luther, that love and forgiveness are a part of faith. They're part of the faith formation. For Lutherans, confession in a confessional is no more holy than apologizing to your child or spouse for your hurtful words. Each forms faith and repairs the relationship. Unique in its era, for it's still instructive today, the Luther's approach grew not only from scriptures themselves, but also from the intentional interactions of their family, gathered around words of faith.